Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The EU has rejected new data privacy plans for the US. The Iranian government has taken steps to keep messaging data within its borders. And a new study has revealed how US marketers use interactive content. An agreement designed to protect EU citizens' data in the US, dubbed the Privacy Shield, has been rejected on the grounds that it needs significant improvements. The European Data Protection Supervisor has warned that the Data Transfer Pact was not robust enough and that it didn't meet the required need to protect EU data stored on US servers. The new system was meant to replace the old safe harbor agreement between the United States and the EU after it was ruled inadequate by the European Court of Justice in 2013, following Edward Snowden revealing the details of the NSA's access to European citizens' data. However, earlier this year, the EU and the US made an agreement for a new pact that will make it easier for organizations to pass data, but would require written commitments ensuring EU data would not be used for mass surveillance. Messaging apps like WhatsApp and Telegram will now be forced to store data from Iran within the country's borders. Already with control over which social networks its population can use, the Iranian government has made it clear that it would like even more control by moving the data so it can track private and semi-private conversations. The move has raised concerns about privacy in the country, which already bans sites like Facebook. But even with the data stored in the country, both WhatsApp and Telegram use end-to-end encryption, meaning that they do not have access to their own users' conversations, whilst internet users already install tools that means Iranian internet service providers cannot see them browsing banned sites. According to a new report from Team People, over 40% of media executives in the US are creating their interactive media for content marketing campaigns. The survey consisted of media and audiovisual professionals being asked about how they used materials specifically designed for audience interaction. It revealed that whilst 43% were creating the media for content marketing, a similar number were using it for internal brand promotion and paid social media campaigns. However, nearly 20% of executives are not using interactive media at all. Even when in a different survey by Yumi, 49% of people said that they learned more about a product through a highly interactive advert compared to just 39% of people who said they learned more through a non-interactive ad. Vietnamese online sellers are likely to receive less than half of their revenue from online. Whilst the country is currently growing its digital commerce industry, with 35% of businesses having their own e-commerce site, the revenue percentage gained from that side of the business is fairly low. A study by the Vietnam E-Commerce and Information Technology Agency, or the CETA, shows that over 80% of businesses gained less than 50% of their revenue from online sales through a website or email. This is likely due to the 73% of Vietnam's population who find that the quality of goods and service is worse than promised online, leading to a mistrust of the digital market in the country. And finally, according to the CEO of Arm Holdings, Simon Segars, the future of mobile lies in virtual reality. Arm, which designs the majority of the world's mobile processors, has recently announced a range of new components with increased power to allow for use of VR hardware. During the announcement, he said that whilst there is currently limited VR content, he believes that the technology will resonate with people, which will push it towards becoming a mainstream technology. He also said that because the success of VR relies heavily on the improvement in performance technology, if we get the technology right in mobile, he says, the SEM technology can be used in lots of other applications, leading to steps forward in other forms of entertainment, such as the infotainment technology in modern cars. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.